Good morning and welcome to Contact this week on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard and I am your guest host today. Pat Shea not able to be here this morning, but I am so glad that I'm able to be here this morning. And we have our friend and familiar guest with us, and that is Aaron Beatty. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
It's great to have you here to talk about. We usually have you here talking about all kinds of different things, but for today's purposes, we're going to talk about Kick the Stigma. So tell our listeners more about what Kick the Stigma is all about and when it's happening this year.
Sure. Excited to be here and talk about this. A very important subject today and every day is mental health. So Kick the Stigma is what we want to do. We want to be able to talk about the subject, be able to share how we're feeling every day, and most importantly, bring this subject to a light with our youth mm-hmm. from the area. So a few years back, a group of us came together and tried to find a way that we could make this a simple process. And what we came up with was an idea, a day of wellness. Mm-hmm. So at the DuBois City Park, we started to gather and bring resources together and different wellness activities that would gather a variety of different people. So once we did that, we came up with the concept, the Kick the Stigma Day of Wellness. And since then, it's really grown to be a wonderful, wonderful day. So sure. Now in our fourth year, we have been able to put together a wonderful team of youth that are here with me today. So
yeah,
great. To introduce them and have them talk a little bit about how we're planning this year's event. So I do have Sabrina, Allie, Avery, and Callie here with me today from the DuBois High School and also their teacher, Mrs. Javens. They've been working really hard on some different ideas that are going to be really impactful. And I'm just going to go through some questions with them about how mental health is important to them and how they've seen some changes and some impact around the school and their daily lives and how they will hopefully help us, you know, change that dynamic and kick the stigma here locally.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic. We appreciate that. We appreciate you young ladies all being here today. And Aaron, we'll let you take it away. Go ahead and ask these questions.
Fantastic. Well, my first question I'm going to throw to you, Callie. Why is it so important to talk about mental health right now?
So mental health is a really serious thing, and challenges are becoming more common, especially for teens. And stress, social media, and pressure, they can really affect people. So talking about it helps feel less alone and more supported. And I think that the more that we talk about it, the more normal it is to get help and get support for it.
Really, really well said. And again, this is why we're trying to do that. We want to show those outlets are there, and we want to make them easily accessible. So not only the kids know where to find them, but everybody else does too. So really, really well said. Avery, how about you? What does stigma mean to you?
Stigma is basically the overall surrounding of judgment and misunderstanding between mental health, which can make others feel embarrassed or afraid to speak up. And we're trying to get rid of the stigma so that people will speak up about their mental health and hopefully get help for that.
Awesome. Good one. Now I want to talk a little bit about just mental health in general and help people understand what you think it is. And what do you believe, Allie, are some of the common misconceptions about mental health?
A big one is that mental health only matters when things get really bad, and everyone has mental health and it needs attention all the time because it's very serious.
Totally agree. And again, this is what we want to break through and kick the stigma. People don't necessarily want to come forward and talk about these problems regularly. So we want to make that easier, and we want to break the barrier that people feel that they have and make it a more comfortable subject for people to have. Could you tell me, you know, maybe what you feel a bad day versus something more serious could be?
So everyone has bad days, and if those feelings stick around for a while, it could really affect it badly, and somebody could get anxious, overwhelmed, or just and then they get like afraid to talk to somebody about it.
Sure. And Sabrina, maybe you could give us some feedback on what you feel are some early warning signs, or maybe something that you see in the school or something from your peers.
So I feel like some early warning signs definitely are like seeing people start to pull away from things or leave activities, and maybe if it's something that they really enjoy doing a lot and they end up just leaving it. And more early warning signs could be big mood changes, or if you notice their eating habits changing, or just overall seeing them feeling overwhelmed or anxious all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Well said. And these are the things that we want to keep an eye out for, because, you know, potentially these peers, they may not want to have the conversations. And if we can have, you know, just a light nudge or a light question that could open them up a little bit, I think that's what we're trying to learn. So one of the things that I have discussed as the entry to kick the stigma is, you know, you maybe don't have to come for yourself, but you can come for your friend or for your family member and learn about the resources that are there. So when someone else is having that tough time, you are prepared to help serve them. It's not always about your bad day. Maybe it's someone else that you can help, a friend, a family member, a peer. Everybody goes through tough days. Everybody goes through different situations. So if we all work on this subject together, I think we're all going to be better for it. With that, Dan, I'm going to throw it back to you.
We're off to a really good discussion here today about mental health and a day of wellness that's coming up in Dubois, the Kick the Stigma event on Saturday, May 30th. We'll hear more about that, and we'll hear more from these young ladies in a moment as Contact continues.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services, we provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
You're listening to Contact on Connect FM, and this week the topic is mental wellness, mental health, and mental wellness, a day of wellness that will be featured at Dubois City Park on Saturday, May 30th. And Aaron Beatty, the founder of the Kick the Stigma event, has joined us here this morning. Aaron, why don't you continue with the questions of these young ladies from the Dubois High School?
Yeah, Dan, thanks again. We're really happy to be here and be able to talk about this. It's such a tough subject to discuss every day, and that's what we want to break through. We want to give people the tools and show them here how they can do it every single day. So, Allie, why do you think people are so hesitant to talk and have these discussions?
I definitely think people don't want to feel judged. And also, I think for me, and I think these girls here can agree with me, that we definitely feel pressured to just be okay all the time. And if we're not, then it's kind of hard to get it out. So, yeah.
How do you feel someone can support someone else when they are feeling that way?
You can just show up and listen to them and not make them feel like they're not, like that they're not worthy to be heard.
What do you feel are the things not to say? Maybe some triggers. What puts you in a position that makes you feel worse?
For example, if somebody says you'll be fine or you can just get over it, or if there's somebody going through something worse, I think that just makes somebody feel like their situation is not as bad, but it could be serious. You just like might not know what they're going through into full depth.
Well said. And again, that's why it's so important to ask those questions and not cut people off and try to make sure that people understand that you are there for them and that they do not have to go through things alone. Because, you know, we are all in this together, and there is a support system and there are resources. And that's what we really want to share at Kick the Stigma, is that outlets are always there and there's always a number to call. There's always someone there that is going to be able to listen and someone there to support them. So together, if we can work through, it's going to be bigger than just May 30th. It's a 365-day plan that we have at Kick the Stigma, but it does start with our day of wellness. And if we can all work together, I do believe we're going to help our youth. We're going to be able to help everybody else in the community. So this is where it starts. Sabrina, can you tell me just a little bit about how you see Kick the Stigma helping locally?
We're bringing all the resources together in one place so people can actually meet and talk to other people who also may be having like mental health issues and feel comfortable. It turns something intimidating into something approachable.
Now, what is exactly happening locally?
Well, we've got the Day of Wellness, ongoing outreach, and we're continuing to grow the program so it's not just one day. It's something that lives in the community year-round.
Exactly, and that's, again, what I want to reiterate is it's not just going to be May 30th. What we do that day is the start of how we want to work all year. The funds that we raise, there's plans for that to be written into grants, to help speakers come to the schools, to help anyone that is seeking help get the help that they deserve. So anyone who is interested in how Kick the Stigma functions can find the information on our website. They can reach out to us and ask questions, but we are hip here 365 days a year. Sabrina and any of the other ladies that want to add into this too, how are the young people now getting involved? You know, we've started this group through the schools, but how do you see yourself getting involved May 30th and now in the future?
So I think young people are getting involved not only because all of us people part of the helping out Kick the Stigma, there's also going to be fun activities to do for the youth at the event. And we're going to be spreading awareness and seeing all these young people. And we're having student-run booths with hair braiding and face painting just to like bring in the young demographic. And hopefully they can speak about their mental health.
Definitely. And again, that's what it's all about, is the idea of the Day of Wellness is bringing people to the site, getting people to the city park where we'll have all the information they need. So whether it's kickball, whether it's pickleball, whether it's music, whether it's the speakers, whether it's getting your hair braided or your face painted, we're trying to have something for everyone to enjoy. So you'll come down, you'll learn about what we're here to offer, and you'll be a part of Kicking the Stigma in this day and then the rest of the year. Please, Sabrina.
I just wanted to add something else that goes with the what not to say, other people have it worse. Even if you think yourself that other people may have it worse, and you think that that should be a reason why you shouldn't get help, that isn't the case. And no matter what you're going through, even if it feels like other people have it worse, it's important to try to not convince yourself to not get help, and it's important to try to get better.
Well said. Thank you for adding that. Again, it's so important that we get feedback from the everyday lives of our young people, because we have to help and we have to build a structure now that they can take on for the rest of their lives. So thank you very much for sharing that. So what do you believe right now? I'm going to throw this question out to anyone. What is the first step if someone needs help? If you were looking for help, how would you find help?
So I think mental health is something really serious, and it's not something that you can fix like on your own. So I think the first step is just telling someone you trust, and that could be like a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach. And it doesn't have to be perfect, even if you don't think they're going to be, you know, the best for it. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect or planned, but just starting the conversation can make a huge difference between your mental health and their awareness of it.
Yeah, and I feel like just getting an idea and like feeling like you can finally openly talk about it, just talk to one person and maybe you'll continue to keep opening up, and that always helps.
Very well said. What about local resources? What do you know about the local resources here?
They're right in our area. We have counselors, we have providers, school resources that you can just go to anytime. And at this event, you can go to any of them face to face just to talk about it, get it off your chest, because that's the best thing that you could do.
What is one thing that you wish people understood?
I wish people understood that mental health struggles aren't a choice, and it's not like they're just asking for attention or they're not just doing this on themselves and not bringing it upon themselves. But mental health struggles, like, they don't make someone weak. They make them human. You know, everyone struggles with them, and I think that that's really important. And I don't think that you should have to wait until they get fixed themselves, and I think you should just try to get help, and you are, like, always understood with someone.
I also think that other people's problems and their feelings, they don't diminish how you feel. So you just need to know that when you're to your limit, then, like, you're okay to feel that way.
Well said. Well, Dan, I'll kick it back to you for the break.
All right. Great conversation today on Contact, all about mental health and Kick the Stigma, which is an event that's coming up in the Day of Wellness at DuBois City Park. And Aaron and these girls from the DuBois High School will be back in just a moment to continue that discussion.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. It's the Day of Wellness known as Kick the Stigma, which is coming to DuBois City Park on Saturday, May 30th, that we are discussing today. Aaron Beatty, one of the co-founders of that event, is joining us and guiding the discussion this morning. Aaron, before you go back to the interesting comments that we're hearing from these young ladies, give us a real quick reminder of how Kick the Stigma got started and how many years has it been going on now?
Yeah, sure. So this will be our fourth year. It's crazy to think that it's already happened four times. We've worked so hard each year on it, and each year it does seem to get better.
Yeah.
It all came together just because we saw an opportunity and a need for people not knowing how to find the resources for mental health mm-hmm. in our area. And in other communities, they have a similar event like this, a Day of Wellness, and we saw that gap, and we all put our heads together, and we have a tremendous board and group of volunteers that surrounds this. So once we reached out to the city about using the park and, you know, talked to a few other organizations like the YMCA and the WPAL, we were able to just get all the right pieces in place. And since then, the community has really come out with full support. And,
yeah.
We've got some great sponsors, and I really look forward to a really fantastic day here at the end of the month.
Super. Well, we got about 4.5 minutes left on Contact today. Why don't you guide and conclude the discussion here?
Well, I really want to talk a little bit more about the impact. And I think Allie has some feedback on some examples potentially of how the impact has happened.
Well, I believe that just whenever people end up connecting with a resource or just hearing something that really sticks with them, it could just change their whole perspective, and like just one conversation can change everything.
Well said, well said. And again, and that's why you can't turn anybody away when they come to you. You really have to try to dig in and let them know that they're not alone, that we're there for them, that there is someone there to help. And I ask you that to come to this event, maybe not for yourself, maybe for someone else, to look into the research, look into the resources, so you always have it in your back pocket, because it may be your best friend, it may be your sibling, it may be someone else in your life that is going through a really tough time, and they come to you, and if you do not know how to help them, they're gonna go deeper into that hole. So let's all together find the opportunities and the resources, so we always know where to go when someone's going through that tough time, because that resources are there. We have a tremendous amount of resources here and great teams behind them. So let's get together, have some fun, enjoy the day, enjoy the great city park. We really have a fantastic city park here in Dubois, and as I mentioned, some great activities. So Sabrina, could you tell me a little bit more, what can people expect on May 30th?
On May 30th, people can expect to see a kickball tournament. There will be a pickleball tournament with the YMCA. There will be speakers and live content. There will be mental health providers across the park, in food trucks, music, and activities.
Who is it actually directed towards?
So it is actually directed towards everyone. Families, kids, teens, adults. And that is because mental health affects all of us. And it doesn't matter who you are or who you think you are. It's just for everyone.
What do you believe makes this event so special?
What makes this event so special is that we're not just talking about mental health. We're creating an environment where people feel comfortable learning about it, and people can feel comfortable with talking to other people who also may be struggling with something, and kind of just give everyone a sense of community in a way.
Well said, well said. So as we're wrapping up, what is one takeaway message that the group here would like to share about Kick the Stigma and mental health?
You are not alone, and it's okay to ask for help. And also, if you don't even know like what to say to somebody, if they do come to you, just be there for them and listen to them, because you could be a safe place for them, and they might not have anybody else.
I want to add on to that. I think that Kick the Stigma is a great place to get started if you're not sure where to go or how to ask for help or what you do when help like gets brought up to your attention. I think that this is like a great environment and great resources that you can like surround yourself to.
Well said. Well, in closing, I do want to invite Gretchen Javens and Mrs. Javens, who has brought this group together and helped guide them along. So, Gretchen, do you want to add anything in closing?
Aaron, I just want to thank you for approaching us as being a part of this event, and the girls that have stepped up, and there's more back at the school, guys as well, that have volunteered to help take this on every year. They have very good knowledge and experience in coaching one another and their peers, because peers relate to each other. And we're happy that we can participate that day and be there for others as well.
Well, well said. Well, I just want to say on top of that, I am so proud and thankful for all four of you and the entire group that has stepped up along the way. You all did a wonderful job today, and I couldn't be more appreciative for coming in and sharing all of your thoughts on this subject, because I know how tough it is to talk about. So thank you all from the bottom of my heart.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody. Great job sharing about mental health and the day of wellness that is Kick the Stigma, coming up May 30th. You'll be hearing more about it. And that's Contact for this week on Connect FM.